A lady went on a pilgrimage one time. True story. She is a wife and a mother of three. She had recently converted to the Catholic faith maybe 3 to 5 years beforehand. She loved the faith, lived the faith, wanted to raise her children in the faith. She goes on this pilgrimage halfway across the world to continue to increase her faith. The second day into the pilgrimage, she wakes up in the morning, she's showering, and she finds a lump on her chest. She revealed to us later that her immediate response was one of anger. How could you do this to me? Really, I travel halfway across the world and this is what I get? I come into your faith, I try to follow your teachings, I send my kids to Catholic schools and this is how you reward me? That same day, that group of pilgrims went to listen to one of the local priests in that town. After this conference, he asked all the priests in the room to come forward. They were in a large basilica, and to go and pray over all the people present. One of these priests had the gift of reading hearts. He would simply know things about those over whom he prayed. He gets to our group, he comes to this woman, and he says, "What would you like me to ask God for on your behalf?" And she says, "Father, I want to ask for healing." He said, "Okay." He reached out his hands, he puts them on her head, and after a moment, he gently pulls back and he says, "Woman, how can God heal you when your heart is not completely open to Him? You don't want His will in your life, you want your own. Open your heart to Him and then He can heal you." The woman, though it was very difficult, later on that afternoon, with an abundance of tears, she said, "Lord, if this sickness is your will for my life, I accept it." That night when she was getting into bed, she checked herself again, and the lump was gone. On another occasion, another woman, a wife and mother of three, also calls me up, or it contacts me, says, "Father, I've just come down with a terrible cold. The moment it started to come on, I felt like I was called to offer it for you, for your priesthood, for the fruits of your priestly ministry." And she said, "Father, it's been amazing. I almost find joy in the suffering, that it's going to build up God's kingdom in some way. I'm not even tempted to complain about it." It is extraordinary the difference of one who fights God's will and one who embraces God's will, even if that means suffering. My brothers and sisters, do we want God's will done in every aspect of our lives? Actually, maybe it's better to ask this way, because most of you say, "Do you want God's will in your life?" Well, yeah, sure, of course. Is there any aspect of your life that you don't want God's will done? Where you would prefer your own will as opposed to His will? Where maybe you don't even want to ask Him what His will is because you think then you might have to change your own desires. You know, it's this great deception. We think that God doesn't want what's best for us, or that we know better than He does. And so we fight it. And it's such a lie. You know, you read the Psalms. It says, "In His will is our peace. In His will is our joy." One time, St. Faustina was walking through a cemetery and saw all these buried bodies. And she says out loud, "Are you happy now?" And to her surprise, a voice comes back from the grave that says, "We are happy to the degree that we did God's will in our lives." And that's not just for dead people. We will be happy to the degree that we do God's will in our lives. In fact, to the degree that we don't, that's when we become unhappy.
That's
when interiorly we're not at peace because really, you know, our consciences start to bother us. Gosh, I probably should be doing something differently. The greatest freedom, the greatest joy comes when we say, Lord, your will be done in everything. Sometimes I'm as guilty as the next person. Just recently, I called a priest friend of mine. I had a decision to make. Two options before me. Both were good. I said, hey, I called him by his first name, but I won't say it because some of you might know him. Hey, Father, you got to help me out here. Do you have any advice for me? Here's the situation. I laid it out before him. And he says, well, you know, before I respond, have you asked our Lord what he wants for you? I go, oh man, that's a great idea. Right? Why didn't I think of that? Just recently I read a book on the life of St. Jane de Chantal, who was the foundress of a religious order. She opened 80 houses in 7 different countries. Her life was one of huge responsibilities, tremendous obligations, all this weight upon her shoulders. She wrote that there were numerous times she came to the breaking point, and the only way that she could find peace was in those moments to make an act of total surrender. Lord, whatever you desire. You would not lay these responsibilities upon my shoulder unless you were going to give me the grace to accomplish all you ask. At the end of her life, Mother Teresa could say, I am not conscious of ever having said no to God. Would that we could one day say the same. Mother Teresa made an act of offering a vow in which she said, Lord, give me the grace to never refuse you anything. As we receive our Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts today, he who gives us all the grace and strength that we need, may we ask for that same gift. Lord, may I never refuse your Father anything, and we will never know greater joy.